Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mic check, 1, 2. I'm going to bring the truth to tell you how I do.
Oh! Yes, queen.
Oh, my God.
I know, right? It's Fox and Freezy Show on the all-new Channel Q, 94.1 HD2. My name is Tyler Fox. Over there, that guy right there, the blonde with the really good eyebrows, that's Stefan Sir Freezy.
Hey.
And we do this radio show on radio.com and www.wearechannelq.com. I'm fixing my hair right now because dude has got a camera out, and I just came
typical
from
of me.
Another radio station. He's always got the camera out. Always got the camera out.
Getting your good side.
Yeah, trying to get my good side. We did a little Christmas shopping this week. Looking forward to taking some time off next week, and then you'll just be hearing like Sir Freezy all by himself, and Lord hopes we don't get a bunch of fines and stuff. Yeah, it could be interesting. I think you should listen. So we did this show from 10 till 11 on the all-new Channel Q, 94.1 HD2. Thank you so much for finding us. You should share us and tell your friends about us. And
check us out. Our website is foxxandfreezy.com, and that will pull up our different podcasts, our video content on the Channel Q main website. And, you know, you can also give us a phone call if you want to interact with
us. Yeah, just don't be creepy or weird, though.
Yeah, please don't, because we might delete your voicemail. But 702-
or we might actually call you back.
Yeah, that's true, too. You never know, depending on what mood we're in that day. But the number is 702-209-0424. And today, we're blessed to have in the studio with us, Miss Janice Robinson.
Get it up. Welcome to our show. Hello.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Stunning. You are seriously stunning.
You're making me blush.
She's got a gorgeous gold headpiece on. It's so beautiful.
I'm originally from a town called Garfield, New Jersey.
Is that where Whitney Houston is from?
20 minutes away from Newark.
How do I know these things?
Well, we're both church girls.
Well, oh, you are.
We both grew up singing in the church. My dad was a preacher.
Oh, really? How long have you been at this whole like singing thing? Like, I'm guessing you started out in the church, much like Miss Houston, rest in peace.
Our churches used to fellowship together, so I knew.
Shut up.
Yeah.
No way.
My dad used to go preach at, you know, as a guest preacher at her church, and yeah, I was part of that whole New Jersey Baptist circle.
I love it. What is that? New Hope Baptist, right?
New Hope Baptist, and my dad's church was Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church.
Shout out.
Yeah.
That's what's up. All right, so you probably started out in the church.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's skip forward a little bit to how did you get to where you're at today, which is fabulous.
How I got to where I'm at today, I think just faith.
Faith.
Real faith, because my idea of the music industry, it was a place where, you know, I looked at all the names on the records and I, you know, daydreamed about, oh, maybe one day. And I think it was just, I was always in the right place at the right time. The universe always seemed to...
the Lord puts you where he needs you to be.
Absolutely.
Keeps you in your lane. Keeps
yes,
you in that
he
space,
does.
You know?
I'm a witness. I'm a living witness of just keeping the faith and just following my heart.
So when did... That's so inspiring. When did you like... get your like way, make your way into the music industry, like you know, bigger time, more.
I was dancing. You know.
Dance too?
Yeah,
multi-talented over here. What?
I was dancing in a club called Nell's, and Nile Rodgers, who was I think a producer of like Madonna, the Thompson Twins, David Bowie, noticed me dancing and said, "Hey, can you teach my artist how to dance like that?" And I was like, oh yeah, I guess so. And then I was like a college girl, like, you know, 18 years old, getting a paycheck from just teaching this girl how to dance.
Oh,
and
then, man, I need you in my life.
And I was surrounded. I mean, she was dating Prince at the time. So I was like an 18-year-old, like thrown into like 80s superstars, Eddie Murphy, all people walking around the studio, Bruce Springsteen, Little Steven, East Street Band people. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I feel like we have Whitney Houston's like spirit in the studio with us right now. No, I seriously feel the energy. Were you inspired by her at all?
I was very inspired by her being Jersey Girls, and her career was like fuel to my dreams. It was like if the girl 20 minutes from where I grew up could become that, then who's to say what I can't do? So when I began touring with New Kids on the Block, that was my first tour. I know, it's such a little known fact. I feel like, oh my God.
You toured with the boys.
I was the background singer for the opening act.
All right, so let me ask you this. Which one is your favorite New Kid on the Block?
Ooh.
Don't say Joey. Don't say Joey because he's already spoken for.
No,
Danny?
You know, no, it was actually... Jordan's brother.
Oh.
The out one.
Oh, wow. Are we talking about Nick?
No, it was.
Oh, I'm thinking of the Backstreet Boys.
No. It's Joey. Joey, Jordan.
Get your boys right, Fox.
Wahlberg, Donnie.
Mark. Yeah, that's right.
Danny. And I think his name was John.
You deserve a round of applause. Yeah. It's not John. You got it right as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, my New Kids on the Block trivia. I mean, I was on the stadium tour with them.
That's amazing.
And then from there, I got to tour with Snap. I was like the replacement singer.
I got the power.
Yeah, I was a replacement singer. I got to make it clear. But, you know,
that's awesome.
I was very blessed in my career before even Dreamer happened. I mean, I literally wrote Dreamer on a train in Italy.
So what inspires you when you're writing songs? I know sometimes, like, as a radio personality, I always say, like, you know, like, my friends ask me, they say, well, how do you know what you're going to say on the radio? Like, you know, how does it come to you? And I'm like, you know what? I give that all up to God when I walk into the building. Yeah. And when he's ready for me to have that, I will have it. And if you have the faith, like you were talking about before,
you're in tune.
It will come to you.
The spirit,
it will come to you.
When you are in tune with the spirit, you always speak from your heart.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's no hesitation. And when you walk with the love of the Lord in front of you, beside you, behind you, all around you, then you always stay in the presence. And when you're in the presence of God, then, you know, people can feel that. They can feel that connection.
The divine flow.
And then when you start talking, like, you're so blessed to be able to reach people and bring people's spirit up from just listening to you on the radio.
Right. Well, getting back to your writing, though, what inspires you most? Like, do you write about, like, are you like Taylor Swift? Do you write about heartbreaks? Do you like to write about nights out on the Vegas Strip?
I have to just take this in because it's like, I started in the like 90s and it's about to be 2020.
Yes.
And you just made a reference to like one of the biggest stars of this generation now. And I just was like, oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I guess it's like Taylor Swift. I write about what's going on in my life.
Everything changes over time.
Yeah.
It's like always different things.
Well, it's ever, you know, I think when I go to write, I always think about the people who are going to hear the song.
Right.
And I always, you know, because it's a perception. People are going to be going through different things. And I really always try and be as positive, hopeful. I don't want to bring nobody down. But if you feel emotions, I want to lift you up.
Right.
So, do you have any advice for any listeners that want to follow their dreams like you are to
I'm the ultimate dreamer.
The dream tour?
Yeah, I mean, at 52, if I could tell anybody out there listening, it is so important that you follow your heart. You cannot have a jury of outsiders telling you what you should be. If you look in the mirror and you can tell, you can feel it, then you can believe it. If you can dream it, you can live it.
Right. So moving on to your Live the Dream tour, this is debuting tonight at Charlie's, 11 p.m.
Yes.
Okay. So what was the inspiration behind this tour?
The inspiration behind the tour was, you know, I was known as Live and Joy, you know, when I decided.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Is this really happening right now? The song Dreamer.
That's me.
He didn't do his research.
I did not know this. Oh my.
Love, life, and laughter.
I'm coming to your show tomorrow. Oh my God.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah,
I was.
Six dogs will be at home alone, but it's. I told you. We have Janice Robinson coming to the show.
Sing that again. Wait. Sing it again. please.
Love, life, and laughter is all I believe. My savior is pure now because my lonely heart would bleed.
Oh, man, wow. That's amazing. I you love that.
Still like the record, right?
Oh, my God. I,
that 25 was, years later.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That is amazing. That's one of the biggest like club hits of all time.
Thank you. Thank
you can get
you.
Some
Thank
more
you.
Of that at Charlie's tonight. And come check her out. She's debuting her Live the Dream tour. You know, she's been on the X Factor. She's got a lot of talent. We love
Thank
you, Janice,
you.
For coming to our show.
Thank you for having
you're
me.
You're doing a meet and greet too at 9:30.
Yeah,
right?
You know, my gay fan base has always, they've meant the world to me. And even when I was on hiatus taking care of my sick parents, because for about 12 years, no one knew where I was. I was still writing. Like, I've written songs for Raina, Christine W., Deborah Cox, Frenchie Davis.
Oh, I love
I wrote
it.
Let the Joy Rise for Abigail, like really big gay anthems. And no one knew that that was, those were my songs.
Wow.
I wrote those songs. But I kept working as a writer. But one of the best things, best feelings is that the community has always kept me in their hearts. Mm-hmm. And so I owe it to them
and all
to come
those,
back.
All those, you know,
all those
artists.
Songs.
Anthems. Yes. Those are anthems.
Yes, yes. I'm like the Diane Warren of gay dance anthems, I guess.
I think you might be better than Diana Ross of all anthems in my book. Like, seriously, like when I first came out.
Thank you.
Like that,
that was your come out song?
That, listen, that was the song, girl. I wore out that cassette tape. I had it on cassette and then I got the CD. Oh, yes.
Oh, and see that. I was just telling my manager here, a lot of men came out to Dreamer.
Yes.
And so I'm going to do a piano EP.
What?
Yes, I'm going to strip it down, and I'm just going to sing with my piano, which a lot of people don't get to see. That's how I write my songs.
Okay.
And so I want to go on a tour and just see all my fans that came out the closet, because now they're all, you know, 40 plus.
Right.
And it'd be nice to just kind of say, hey, guys, I'm still here, and I'm here because of you.
Oh, that is so sweet. Live the dream. The tour debut tonight at Charlie's. There's a meet and greet at 9:30 tonight, which I know a lot of people are going to be looking forward to.
Yep.
Performances at 11 p.m., and then again at midnight.
Yeah,
so
I'm going to do two shows. Well,
yeah.
You know what? The community has given me so much support. I kind of feel like I owe it to them because I didn't, you know, I went away for a while to take care of my parents.
But you're here now, baby, and that's all that matters.
Let's not lose touch anymore. Where find you?
Okay, well, let's see, my Instagram is Janice Loves Music. My Twitter is Sing Song Mama. You could tell I'm from an old generation. I didn't know. Because I'm a mom. I didn't know what kind of name to give. I don't even know. I don't even have a name for my fans. I was like, my family, honey, because they stayed with me like family. The LGBT community is like my family. Every gay pride I've ever done or every club I've ever done, every gay person I've ever met, it's like I fall in love with them, they fall in love with me, and I keep them in my heart. And so every time I go to write, I'm like, this is for them.
This is the one.
Yes. This is for them. This is for
we
them.
We love you so much. Thank you so much for dropping by the Fox and Freezy Show. This is the all-new Channel Q on 94.1 HD2. Find her on Instagram at Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E, Loves Music, Facebook.com/Janice Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, Music. And you can go to the
website. JaniceRobinson.com.
You can get all that. There.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.